Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On Saturday, the 14th of June, 2025, we bring you key stories shaking up the Australian insurance industry in the past week. Shining light on a recent ruling, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, also known as AFCA, backed Auto & General's decision to deny a motor policyholder's claim due to an undisclosed good behavior bond linked to the claimant's driving offense in 2022. It's an imperative reminder to all policyholders about the prerequisite of transparent communication with insurers, regardless of personal adversities or disabilities. In a contrasting, albeit equally impactful verdict, AFCA instructed insurer QBE to honor a claim made by an arson-ravaged restaurant. The decision, though initially declined due to the director's undeclared criminal past, saw a twist as AFCA pointed out ambiguities in QBE's inquiry process. This reflects the crucial role of clear documentation and highlights the need for insurance companies to refine their underwriting processes. On the financial front, industry performance remains positive as the insurance sector garnered over $1 billion net profit after tax in the March quarter, as relayed by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. This impressive gain has largely stemmed from the substantial contributions made by insurers and reinsurers, having earned $990 million and $123 million respectively. However, such profitability comes with a pinch, as insurance rates for householders have escalated by 11% year-on-year, alluding to ongoing discussions over affordability and cost-to-consumer prices. Lastly, in regulatory news, Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC for short, is currently taking legal action against Choosy Thai Limited for alleged deceptive insurance comparison practices. Between July 2019 and this year, Choosy apparently misled consumers by claiming to compare policies from a host of insurers while only carrying products from Hannover Life Re of Australasia Limited, with commissions amounting to over $61 million facilitated by Greenstone Financial Services Pty Ltd. The proceedings underscore concerns over consumer trust and point to the possibility of increased regulatory vigilance. That's the summary of this week's noteworthy happenings in the Australian insurance scene. Stay informed and stay insured. This has been Paige Estrotori delivering your weekly digest for Financial Services Online. To learn more about personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for your time, and tune in next week for another roundup of industry news.